Chapter 22. The rising sun began burning off the mist, except around our camp. The wind was a feeble breeze coming from Lady's Flank. Fires smoldered there, keeping the camp obscured. The Shadowlanders could see only the camp followers who'd been strong-armed into feeding the fires, and four wooden towers now rising above the smoke and mist. They were your basic siege towers, being assembled from pre-cut parts, brought up from barges on the Nagar River, only with a lot of effort and plenty of good old-fashioned cussing. I didn't understand what was the point out here. We weren't going to be clambering over any castle walls. Knowing Croker, the project was underway just to get Mugabe wondering why. I dove smoke into the smoke. The activity inside was not what I expected. The soldiers were asleep. Those who were up and about were mostly camp followers. They fed the fires, assembled the towers, smoothed the ground and paths leading toward Mugabe's lines, cursed the moment Croker was born. They had not followed the army so they could do its work. The soldiers who drove them to their tasks were not kind. The old man was clever enough to have had the war crews assembled according to religion, then managed by soldiers who didn't cherish their beliefs. Some details of Croker's plan had begun trickling down through the ranks, but there was no way anyone could put the pieces together into a whole. He wouldn't let the whole picture get out, where a genius could puzzle it out from its fragments. Now the challenge was to keep the only man who knew what it was alive until, ah, me, Mergen, where is your black company confidence? It never existed, except as show. Ha! Here was Willow Swan, tall, blonde, and beautiful, trying harder than I to understand. An intuition might win him points with Lady, but he was grumbling in confusion to his companions. I found Lady not far away. She was not worried about what was going on. She was focused on business. She had taken station atop a knoll that raised her above the smoke. She stared up the pass, ready if the other side tried something. I took smoke back to One Eye's wagon. Time for breakfast.
About goddamn time, kid,
One Eye complained.
You've got to start taking shorter trips. You're gonna end up getting lost out there.
Everybody kept telling me that. It did not seem to be happening, though, so my share of those fears were fading away. I asked, anything interesting happening?
There's a war on? Come on, get out of the way. I need the old fart so I can do my part. Go get some exercise. Eat something. Make him some soup so you can feed him when I'm done.
You feed him when you're done, Bat Breath. You're the man with the job.
You got a real attitude problem, kid.
We about to try something?
No. We hiked 500 goddamn miles in the middle of goddamn winter because they say the brush down here is so goddamn great for cookouts.
Everybody acts like they're drugged.
Could be on account of they're drugged. I don't know. Just my opinion. I could be wrong. Get out of my way. I got work to do.
The smoke was awful, and it got worse nearer the front of the army. Scant yards made a huge difference. After my first foray in that direction, I decided curiosity could wait. I hung around the wagon. I ate and ate and ate. I used up most